Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. There is a need that we all know how to maintain and detox our lymphatic system. It's our body's sewage treatment system. On today's show, I'm discussing how to help lymphedema with lymphatic system detoxification. I started my career as a certified lymphedema therapist over 25 years ago, meaning I went through extra training to understand how to decongest lymphedema. When I see clients with lymphedema, they often don't know the importance of changing their diet and taking systemic enzymes to help manage their edema. And systemic enzymes are really key to me. They break down cellular waste. Many of you know I wrote a book on how most of our health problems are due to cellular waste building in our body. And I wrote that in 2006, my book. And in the last few years, most health problems have been linked to cellular waste, actually called zombie cells. So many people with lymphedema know how to drain their affected limb, but not their whole body. And it's important that we know how to move the lymph through the body to, again, help lymphedema. Remember, it's a plumbing system. The problem is really throughout the whole body. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department in 1991, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned physicians who use their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. Dr. John Upledger, you may have heard of craniosacral therapy. It's very popular. Visceral manipulation by Dr. Borel. He's a French physician. This is where we release the organs. And Dr. Bruno Ciccoli on lymph drainage therapy. And that's what really puts everything together, because the lymphatic system maintains your brain, maintains your nerves, maintains every part of your body, your skin, your muscles, your bones, your organs, blood vessels, nerves, and brain. So we need to know how to detox and maintain this system that cleans every system, especially if we're having edema. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, and my on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, explain how we are filling with cellular waste. Most importantly, I give you steps to follow to improve your lymphatic system and health. Understanding this missed science of how we're filling with cellular waste, I developed body work called Lymph Practic. I use it in Scottsdale, Arizona, and over a few sessions, I tune up your lymphatic system to boost your immune system and natural detoxification to reduce inflammation. A lymphatic session will make you feel more relaxed in your body and mind than you have felt in a long time, and it really is something we all need to think about. Most health problems, remember, from anxiety, insomnia, MS, Parkinson's, Huntington's, have all been linked to cellular waste. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world. I understand science of the lymphatic system, the body sewage treatment system that everyone needs to know to have a healthy and happy life. I want to start by acknowledging that there's a lack of awareness of how many people are being affected by lymphedema and the impact it is having on their lives. It really does. These people don't want to go out as it gets worse. It gets painful. They don't want to bump into things. Any type of touch can hurt and bruise the tissue, which might lead to more infections and cellulitis. So they become very careful in what they're doing, and it interferes with their life. So what is lymphedema? Lymphedema is a condition of localized fluid retention and tissue swelling caused by a compromised lymphatic system, and there can be many reasons why it's compromised. In many countries, lymphedema occurs due to parasitic infections called filariasis, and this is spread by infected mosquitoes. Their bites deposit a parasite that gets picked up by the lymph system and overwhelms the lymphatics. Primary lymphedema is not directly attributable to another medical condition. I see this in people who say they had lifelong occasional swelling that would reduce, but now it's just not going away and it's getting worse. So to me, the system is getting compromised, more filled up with log jams in a river, cellular waste. Secondary lymphedema can result from the removal of lymph nodes during various cancer surgeries or any surgeries or even trauma. And you'll see this especially in breast and prostate cancers. It can also be caused by, again, any type of damage to the tissues. Symptoms of lymphedema may occur slowly over time or more quickly in case of surgery, trauma, or repeated infections. Remember, when you're getting repeated infections, that's creating a lot of cellular waste that can clog your lymphatic system. Recurring infections due to limited lymph flow is a severe problem that can develop into a dangerous skin infection called cellulitis. And some of you may have had this. The skin becomes hard, red, inflamed, and this can be life-threatening. So do not ignore if you see inflammation in your area of swelling. Get it checked out. You'll see skin changes. Hardening or thickening of the skin may occur in the affected arm or leg or even in the face. This is due to buildup of protein, cellular waste, acidic cellular waste. Think of the lymph system as a plumbing system that has to bring cellular waste and fluid to the lymph vessels all the way up under your clavicle bones at the base of your neck. So to me, the heavy legs or arms, or if it's in your face, that seen in lymphedema are symptoms. Remember, they're symptoms of the lymphatic system being compromised in possibly other areas. We just can't concentrate on the limbs. We have to open up the flow, what I call opening up the river, to the major lymph vessels in the neck that's going to bring the fluid to the heart to be put out back into the body. So it really is important that we see that, you know, it could be your abdominal nodes that became damaged. It could be your inguinal nodes that became damaged. That's affecting your legs. It could even be tight chest, shoulders, and chest that may be limiting flow out of your lower body. So again, the symptoms you're seeing in the legs are often from problems in other areas of the body that we have to address. So we really have to understand pH, and pH means the potential of hydrogen. Are you acidic, which means you'll have more hydrogen in your body? Are you more alkaline? You're going to have more hydroxide, which is oxygen, and hydrogen. Or are you in balance? And really, we want our body to be in balance. It's so important, and most people don't understand this. It's almost like having a swimming pool or a fish tank. Your body's a fish tank, and if your pH, the fluids in your body, are not in balance and your tissues are not in balance, then you're going to see how it can interfere with detoxification in the body. A recent study found that a missed root cause of Alzheimer's is an acidic brain cell called an astrocyte. Now, I'm bringing this up because it's important to understand that we're a cellular being. The study found that when the cell is slightly acidic, it can no longer clean itself. This is key to understanding lymphedema and really most health problems. When the cells in an area become acidic, they can't clean. Every part of your body is made up of cells. So to me, in lymphedema, your tissues, your lymphatic vessels and the tissues around it have become compromised, acidic. They're filling with cellular waste, become inflamed, and it overwhelms the system, the lymphatic system, and probably even the microcirculation of the veins. Another study found that when your body is overly acidic, your cells will aggressively clump together like stacks of quarters. This is very hard for the body to reabsorb. This limits lymph flow, circulation, and natural detoxification. So to help lymphedema, you must understand pH. And the pH scale goes from 0, which is severely acidic, to 14, which is very alkaline, and neutral is 7, which is equilibrium, and that's what we want to find. We want to find balance. So for most people, we want to get our pH, you're checking your saliva and urine, to about a 6.5 to 7.5 in that narrow range. When you have an acidic pH, the tissues of the body constrict, limiting detoxification. And when your pH is in balance or slightly alkaline, your tissues relax, and it gives up waste more easily. So we can either fight trying to give up waste while we're more acidic or understand how to balance our pH and make our body more alkaline and help fluid and waste leave our body. The idea of balancing the body is real science that everyone who has swelling needs to understand to help or to have more control over their edema. And if you know what I talk about, it's really every health problem is due to the same thing. We're filling with cellular waste. It's limiting circulation and function in a certain part of your body, and we need to address that. Before I tell you how I can improve circulation in your body and help lymphedema, let me tell you how I can help clients get their life back. In my office here in Scottsdale, Arizona, I use work I develop called LymphPractic. My work builds the immune response, will make you deeply relax in your body and mind, and improves natural detoxification. And it's very gentle. Our goal is to avoid a big detox reaction. If you live outside of Arizona, contact me for lymphatic system health coaching over the phone or Skype. Also, check out my life-changing on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life. 7 lessons, 30 easy activities to guide you step-by-step to better be able to manage your lymphatic system, and it's life-changing. So how do you help lymphedema? You've heard how balancing pH is very important to reduce edema. So understanding which foods are acid-forming and alkaline-forming in the body is key. So I'd like you to go to my healthylymphsystem.com. At the bottom of the page, there's an acid-alkaline food chart. You can print it out to PDF, put it on your refrigerator, and just start eating more alkaline foods and less acidic foods. Most people don't even know this. We want to limit processed foods, pasta, breads, grains, red meat. We want to, sometimes don't eat meat, chicken, fish, turkey. Just eat vegetables for a few days. I really believe in this. And grains may be the biggest offender. Once you, eat a tortilla or have a piece of bread or a cupcake, your body just begins to shut down. And within a day, you feel more congested. When you eat just vegetables for a few days, and trust me, I don't want to eat vegetables the rest of my life, but I understand how they can help you. And what I've developed is called intermittent pH balancing. This is what I talk about in my course. It's how we use our diet a few days a week to balance our pH. And it really is something that is life-changing. It's become a lifestyle for me. I really enjoy it, and I feel much better when I'm eating healthier. But the intermittent pH balancing allows me to also eat a few things that are acidic and not so healthy for me on the weekends, which I like to do. So we also need to learn about products like magnesium. Most people are magnesium deficient. We need potassium. Even baking soda is very important for our body to neutralize acid. And if you're taking a green drink, you're way ahead of other people, because a green drink is very important for us. So even though there are many herbs like butcher's broom or tinctures that can be used to reduce edema, I believe that you have to concentrate on reducing cellular waste, because it's like log jams in a river limiting circulation. Systemic enzymes are key to breaking down cellular waste that may be limiting your lymph flow like log jams in a river. Often you hear of bromelain, but you want to take an enzyme formula with a few enzymes because they work well off each other, like pancreatin, chymotrypsin, or natokinase, to help them function better. Take the active ingredient in turmeric called curcumin. Turmeric only has about 5% of it, so we want to take the active ingredient, and it's been shown to reduce inflammation and to help ourselves. Best to take it with bilpyrin, which is a substance in black pepper, which makes curcumin 2,000% better or more available in your body. Daily exercise is important. If you're not doing a little bit of exercise like swimming or rebounding or even some walking, but walking may make your legs swell, so we want to do other things because it's not able to leave the system as easily. Good posture. Watch your posture. Your lymph system is plumbing. We need to stand straighter. If we're slouching all the time, we're limiting, or if you have a forward head tilt, we're limiting circulation. And it doesn't have to be perfect, but you do have to think about standing up a little bit straighter. Deep breathing. Every time we deep breathe, we pull fluid through our lymph system and through our venous system to help detoxification. Lymphatic drainage sessions. Find a good lymphatic drainage therapist who can help you and also teach you how to maintain your lymphatic system. That's what I do in my office here in Scottsdale, Arizona. And again, you can learn self-lymphatic drainage, which can help you learn to manually drain your own lymphatic system the right way, more efficiently. So the goal is to help the body balance its pH and activate the lymphatic system to improve circulation and natural detoxification. This is something that, again, only you can do, and it has to be done on a daily basis. It's not about being perfect. It's about, learning how to clean up. That's the most important thing. On Thursday's show, I'll be explaining how to help traumatic brain injuries with lymphatic system detoxification. There's a very big lymph-brain connection that we need to help TBIs. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. If I can help you understand how to help how you feel and think and help your edema, contact me at healthylymphsystem.com. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Ossipan. Please tell others about our website. Have a balanced and joyful life.